The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott. And it's Thursday, so it's Trish Clark.
Good morning. It is Thursday. I love Thursday.
You took over the last Thursday and Friday. Thank you so much, Trish.
Oh, you're so welcome. We had great shows, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, we got some good calls from the people out there.
There you go. That's what it's about, sharing information and getting information. 7:06 in the morning here. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading right now. We're looking for a high of 94 today, a low overnight of about 61, and going to just kind of hang in there in the 90s for a few days. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. Pat Bob, good morning.
And good morning, sir.
So, it's a little bit cooler driving in the morning, huh?
Yeah, an interesting sunrise. We do have some cloudiness coming in later this week, according to the long-range forecast. Not a lot of rain in at this point in time, but it did make for a rather spectacular sunrise.
It absolutely did. It's difficult. I can just see it as I get on the freeway. Then, of course, if I'm paying attention, it's at my back, but I was kind of looking out of the corner of my eye because it was quite spectacular.
Hey, on the September the 30th, next week, the Estate of the Tribe for the Reading Rancheria is going to be on September 30th, and then Honored Elders and Princess Dinner on October 1st inside the Event Center at Wind River Resort and Casino. And then, of course, the Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd and through the 4th. $3 admission located at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Want more information? Give Maria Orozco a call at 242-4516. Or just check out their website over there. It's got a lot of stuff on there about the... Have you been to the powwow?
I have. In years past. It's quite amazing. And the state of the...
Tribe.
Luncheon. You know, that's very informative, and it's a good function to go to find out. We have things in our community, and we think we know what's happening with all these different entities. And we really don't. There's a lot going on with the tribe and the things they do in the community. It's a very informative luncheon. If you'd like to attend, it's great.
It is, and it tells you everything that's going on there. Hey, also, on October the 2nd is the Seroptimus International of Reading is holding its 18th annual breast cancer awareness luncheon at the Reading Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m., and lunch seating starts at 11:45 a.m. Keynote inspirational speaker Deb Collins, Heart, cancer survivor, author, and avid volunteer and founder of the nonprofit organization Pink Sisters, Inc.
Okay.
For more information on this, give Lorraine Ramsden a call at 227-0251 or Jennifer Harris, 526-7777. How do you get a phone number, 526-7777? I call it just to try it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer.
Maybe I can remember that.
Yeah, there you go. Tickets for lunch are $40 and can be purchased at Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek Road and Banner Real Estate on Hilltop Drive, but I'm sure they'll find places for you if you just make a reservation, for sure. Okay. Good morning, Angel. Angel's out there wandering. Oh, no, she's in her house because it's cooler now, so she can start later down the road.
Okay.
Wow.
It is cool in the mornings.
It is.
Yeah, nice.
Representative LaMaffa was in Chino yesterday.
Oh, okay. He was in Anderson, had a town hall meeting.
Yeah, he was in Anderson. Did you go to that?
I did not.
No. He was over in Chico, and they were talking about the Sites Reservoir.
Well, yeah, the time has come. We've been talking about the Sites Reservoir for 30 years, and I just certainly hope that they actually get it built. But we talk about it because it will rain again. We're in a drought now, but it will rain again, and we will have the excess water again. And when that happens, it would be great if we could fill that reservoir up and then have it to use during the summer months when we need the extra water.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, there's people saying, well, who's going to own the water, blah, 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 blah. You know what? Let's work that out, but let's build Sites Reservoir. Reservoir and get the spot there to hold them. Why raise the dam? Because we don't get any water. Well, we may get water. We're going to get water. This is a cycle just like anything else. And even though the Pope believes that global warming is caused by humans, I'm sure that human activity is causing some kind of impact.
It's having an impact.
Yes, it does have an impact. You can't ignore it. I'm not sure that. You know, that
some of it's good and some of it's bad.
It is. And then you've got to also look at other things. You know, like in some places, global warming is good for some nations if they're, in different areas of the world. But the bottom line is human activity does cause or does assist in the cause of global warming, but it's also nature. And I wish people would just say that, it's a combination of nature and humans.
Well, it is. And, interestingly enough, first it was global warming, then it was ice age, global cooling, or vice versa. And now they're actually referring to it as climate change. And I have to say, yes, I believe in climate change.
I do.
The climate has been changing since the beginning of time. It will continue to do so with or without the aid of people. It's just part of nature's flow. And yes, do we have an impact on it? I don't think there's any question. But you can't say that ozone is just all of it bad. Good night. We were taught in high school that the osmosis and all the stuff from the trees was a good thing. And all of a sudden it's a bad thing? I mean, you can't have it both ways.
No. Bob?
Well, what's interesting, of course, is that some of the solutions being proposed, ceasing all forms of transportation and not moving goods and services, that's going to kill and cutting off, power plants. The lack of refrigeration, the lack of ability to move food from where it is to where it's needed, medical care going down the tubes, that's going to kill a lot more people than any climate catastrophe is going to think. Because people will figure out how to grow food. People will figure out how to adapt. But if you start cutting off these things and collapsing the economy, that's going to do in a lot of people.
Well, and maybe that would lead one to believe that the real motive is other than climate control?
Well, I think that that there has to be, we do have to make inroads on carbon emissions that are going into the air. We have to figure out, though, a type of attack or response to an asymmetrical type of response that adjusts for everything. How about this? How about part of it is that we log out a lot of areas, so that we don't have fires that are just so bad. So let that be part of it. And part of it is that, okay, we have emissions, but let's not be crazy about it. Like Bob says, let's not just completely wipe off, how we do things, in the sense of, okay, all coal plants shut down. The only thing that does is it takes the middle class and lower class economically the lower class of the United States, and it hurts them. You start putting higher and higher emission taxes. It doesn't hurt the rich guys or the rich corporations. I mean, they figure for that. What it does is it hits us. Then it's harder for us to travel. It's harder for us to get a job. It's harder for us to buy the food, to do all these things.
Well, look at what happened with yes, I understand that diesel engines put an awful lot of junk in the air that we don't need. I will accept that as a stipulation. However, the cure has been to put all the small truckers out of business, leaving a few major corporate players to transport all our goods and services because they were the ones who could afford the new stuff and put all the little guys out of business.
And so it didn't take any trucks off the road at all.
Well, it took a bunch of
small businesses out of business.
Well, it took a lot of trucks out of and they just moved them to Mexico or someplace that doesn't have these restrictions.
If you're going to drive in California, you've got to have it.
Still being moved.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're just
are.
Being built, moved by business owners who have larger trucks that can afford to pay the bills to do that.
I have one truck.
It's called moderation. I mean, in everything we do, and I think we need, once again, to examine the motives of the people who are putting these these very stark regulations in place that we have to live by, because that's the reality of it. It's all motive driven.
It is. Here, get right in there.
Okay. I
need a zone there. I don't know. It's just might turn you up a little bit here. This portion of our show is brought to you by friends over there at Sleep Number. You know, every night you have the opportunity to sleep as well as I do, and as well as
I do. Absolutely, a Sleep Number bed, had mine for over 10 years. Best night's sleep you're ever going to have.
And now they've proven that with the research that they've done on new Sleep Number research shows that you sleep better when you're using not only the Sleep Number bed, but also the Sleep IQ technology that is now available for every bed. That's right. My Sleep Number setting is 50. I'm up to 50 now. Yeah, I know.
I tell you.
I'm just
going
right up there.
I'm back up to 55. I was down at 45 for a while, having some issues with my back, but I'm back to 55.
Now, with optional Sleep Number IQ technology, it can show you how you're sleeping and give you ideas about that, whether you should change your maybe a couple of habits. I know one thing, I turned off all my computers and all that, iPads, at 9 o'clock, at least an hour before I go to sleep. And, you know, that's helped a lot, too. Anyway, come in and discover the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, starting at only $1,999.98. It's with the Sleep IQ. If you don't want the Sleep IQ technology, you can have the Sleep IQ bed, and there are, of course, different prices. But it's made in America. It's guaranteed. It's the top-rated bed by Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than that. Head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go in and see Brian Janice or any of the professionals there. Sleep Number beds. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Nate Abarea back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialist. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, shastaspine.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I leaned in a little bit close to the microphone here and got a static shock on my lips and the tip of my tongue here, Bad Bob. Come over here. I want you to spray me with Static Guard before I come in here in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's 722 in the morning here on the 24th of September, a Thursday.
The host
65,
is out of control.
65 degrees out there. And we're having a little discussion about... Well, let me say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row and a top cardiac hospital in the nation, top 50 in the whole nation. Their cardiac program over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. 7 years in the business, they've got it down right here. Shasta Regional, treating people well. Well, I'm discussing in here, they're saying is that the woman in Kentucky, it was a... is a hypocrite because she won't issue licenses to gay couples. Yet she's been married 3 times, had 3 kids out of wedlock, and what else? Anyway.
Totally irrelevant. We're talking about whether a marriage is between a man and a woman or whether it's between whoever. Though there are those of us who believe that marriage, they can call their union whatever they want to call it, but in my mind, they can't call it a marriage because that's a husband and a wife, a man and a woman. That has nothing to do with how many times she's been married or how many kids she had a wedlock or two different subjects.
And she's given, you know, she's been saved. And since she's been saved, you know, what they say about a, you know, it's like a reformed
nothing worse than a reformed anybody.
Reformed anybody can be very, very strict no matter what they are. Now, here is the thing, though, is she took an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the state. Laws of the state say that she will issue those licenses.
Well,
and if she's not going to issue them, then she needs to get out of it.
Well, the laws of the state, I believe that's one of those states that said that marriage is between a man and a woman. The ruling of the Supreme Court is now that that isn't true.
That's right.
And I thought you couldn't legislate from the court.
But you can. Obviously, you can.
And there you go.
So, but if she doesn't want to do the job...
She's standing on her principles, and I think she's
well,
got every
that's
right
fine.
To do
then
that.
Put her back in jail. And then start issuing them. I mean, I can say, is this your principle? You've made your point, but it's like if you didn't want. Okay, I'm not.
Remove
gonna,
that.
Okay,
duty
here's.
From,
okay,
remove
I
that
had
duty
a young Marine her. Officer tell me one time, and during training that, and he was a African American, said that, gosh, if we had to go to South Africa and support apartheid, I would not go. And I say, you need to resign your commission right now. Because we don't have that option to pick and choose. We took an oath to the Constitution to defend this country, and this is where we're sent. We're going. If you don't want to do it, one, go to jail. Refuse to go. Go to jail, but don't, or leave. But it's the same thing with this, in my opinion.
I believe she has a right to object to that
she does.
Portion of her job.
She does.
Based on her religion, because we do still have freedom of religion in this country.
It's an elected position.
She can't
be fired.
That's exactly right. So she could. She could choose not to do that segment of her job, solve the issue, the other people in her office do it.
Yeah.
She needs to let it go and just say, I'm not going to do it. They can do it.
Right. Okay. That's not what we're here to talk about.
Though. No, it wasn't. And I didn't
but
even
I,
want to talk about
I
that
like
this morning because I think it's a stupid discussion.
I think it is when you've got several million Syrians trying to invade.
We have so Europe. Many important things to talk about and worry about and fear for our country.
That's right.
That I could give a... less whether she gives them a marriage license or not.
Hey, we're here though with we're here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank
this
you.
This is a much better subject.
You can tell Terry to hang on, but we've got to. We're talking Mash Bash right now. We didn't get into that one by accident. Rob Burrows is here, senior chief, retired. Rob Burrows.
Retired, yeah, United
retired.
States Navy Seabees.
There you go. And who heads up, of course, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is having the Mash Bash this weekend.
That's right. This Saturday, the 26th. In fact, it's just 2 days away. It'll be out at the Reading Airport at Air Shasta Rotor and Wing. And our event starts at about 4:30 in the evening with our happy hour. The dinner starts at about 6:30. We're going to have the Lou White Band out there. They're going to be playing for us. We're going to have a great evening of fundraising. You know, if you don't know, we have purchased 6.5 acres for the new Veterans Museum. And it sits right between Anderson and Cottonwood on I-5 right there on the hill. Well, you know what? It is in Shasta County, and we've been working with the county now on this project, and they've been working really well with it. We're thankful for that.
In fact, I asked Rob, what kind of problems you having with the county, because, you know, the county is like that, and he said none. So, hey, hooray for Shasta County.
Well, I'll tell you, in an hour's worth of phone calls with Rick Simon and the building department, we've had more success than 7 years with the city of Reading, and I'm not afraid to say that on the radio. So, thank you to Shasta County.
You're out of the city of Reading right now.
We are.
Okay, well, now, this thing, the Mash Bash is always a great time. People dress up in costumes, and they come out and dance, and food's great.
It is. And
you can win all types of things, too.
Well, that's just it. You know, this fundraiser is for us to build the new building. You know, right now we have the property. We're working on the mortgage, and as soon as we get this mortgage down, we're going to roll it right into a building loan, and the building loan, we're going to get this thing going. So our goal is within the next year and a half to be able to start breaking ground and to move forward on this. But all of our fundraisers help to promote us and get us to that direction. So if you'd like to come out to the Mash Bash this Saturday night, you can give us a call at 222-2282. That's the museum office. And the tickets are $35 each. It's going to be a wonderful night. We're going to have firearms and all the different types of things in our drawings. And
firewood? You got firewood?
We'll have firewood, too. Yeah, I got oak. I got a couple of different cords of oak and some pine and, you know, a little bit of everything. So we want to make sure that as we raise this money to get this paid down, we can roll it into a building loan and start getting this going. And this has an absolutely beautiful view of the entire valley. So we're really thankful. I mean, all of Lassen and Manton and all through Shasta and Bernie, when we get this together, we're just going to have a fantastic vista up there for this museum also.
Okay, now this is Saturday night. It starts at about when?
It starts
5:30. Well, it says at 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m.
That's right. But we're going to start giving helicopter rides at 4:30 for a small fee to Air Shasta. So if you want to come out a little bit early, you can get a helicopter ride. Enjoy the evening. Have a great time. Great music. Great fundraiser. And once again, this is for all of our veterans here in Northern California. So this is for us to be able to say thank you and to make sure we have it. 20,000 square feet is what we're looking at. It's going to be a nice museum here in our community.
And it's right off the I-5, too.
Right off I-5.
It's next to a Walmart.
Right next to Walmart down in the south part of the county.
Sonic Burger, which is pretty cool because they still have people come out to your car and give you hot dogs.
Yeah,
in the 50s. You don't have to show your face when you're scarfing down 6 hot dogs with chili on them.
And that's not
good.
A pretty face.
That's right. That's not a, you know what, just even that thought is not good. Okay, how do you get tickets?
You can get, once again, you can get tickets there, you can buy tickets at the door, or you can give us a call at our office. The museum office is at 3300 Bocelli Lane, across from Totally Trucks, and the phone number is 222-2282. Real easy to remember.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some tickets to give away later on this morning. So you're saving $35 right there that you can put back into the auction.
That's right.
That's
we'll
right.
Make it work. Oh, and if you'd like to buy a table, if you had a group of friends who want to buy a table for $400, you also get a $400 drawing package. That's the best deal because basically you're eating for free and you're getting all your tickets up front. And so, and you win a gun, you're way ahead. So,
yeah, for sure.
It's going to be a wonderful night.
You can't win guns because Tom Johnson's there.
Yeah, he buys them all, doesn't he?
He buys a lot of tickets. He doesn't buy the guns. He buys a lot of tickets.
On all that money, once again, goes right back into taking care of this.
That's right.
So, and that's what we're doing. I mean, we have scraped and saved all of our money to buy this property, and now we're going to build it. So we're making it happen here in Northern California.
If you've never had a chance to go to the museum when it was still here, you're missing out because they've got stuff from the Revolutionary War.
Every war.
Everything.
Every war from Revolutionary War, of course, up to and including now. All the wars now. But, I mean, you've got a cannon. Don't you have a cannon?
Oh, yeah.
You've got a cannon from the Civil War, and you've got, I mean, you've got it all. Plus, you've got Amtraks and trucks. And
now we have Trident ballistic rockets. I mean, we have all kinds of stuff that we've been getting coming in.
Wow.
The Canberra bomber is going to be out there at the airport. Hey, you name it, we've got it.
Trident missiles.
It is an actual test submarine missile.
I want, you know what?
A nuclear submarine.
Now you're going to sell bricks and everything, all types of stuff.
Yes, we are.
Right. I want you've got to start selling name plates, you know, made in brass, that you can put on things.
Okay.
Like Trident missile.
And you want
and I want the Trident
missile.
Trident Missile brought to you by.
Yeah.
In part, brought to you in part by.
There you go.
Carl Bott. No, I forget anything else. It's Carl Bott on there.
Once again, the B-57 bomber is going to be out there, too, the Canberra bomber. And so it's at the Reading Airport. We're going to have a taxi right up to where the dinner's going to be. We're going to be showing it off. This is the bomber we're going to take the wings off, and we'll be transporting it within the next year up to the new museum property. And so we're... Things are coming together for us.
Good.
And so, you know, we just persistence. We just keep moving forward. And as we do, things are happening. And so we're just really grateful that we're able to make this happen in our community.
That's fantastic. Because the museum, when it was open, was just really something to see. And
it
I
really
can't
is.
Wait to get it back open.
Okay,
again.
Everybody.
This will be
you
a
can
lot
give
bigger.
Them a call at 222-2282. Or just go down to Eagles Landing, which is on
Michelli Lane.
Michelli Lane.
Across, right across from Totally Trucks.
There you go. Good time.
Yes.
We're going
to
give away some tickets.
We're looking forward to it.
Give away some tickets later on today. I'm getting stoned in the chat room, by the way. And you know what? We're going to go address the chat room as soon as we get back.
Okay.
I think we've got other guests too.
I hope they've changed topics.
Well, no, they haven't. But what they've said is something that made me start thinking again about it. Anyway, Rob Burrows, you're doing a great job there, buddy. And let's get a lot of people out there for the MASH Bash. The 2015 fundraiser.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
My wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wellgate Sports Club invites you to their grand reopening gala on Saturday, September 26th, a day of food, fun, friendship, and fitness. From noon to 2 p.m. is open house with class demonstrations, live music, and refreshments. Take a guided tour of the Wellgate facilities. Experience five-star service, white glove cleanliness, and high-end amenities and programs, including an indoor saltwater pool and state-of-the-art workout facility. From 5 to 8 p.m., you'll walk the red carpet and get your picture taken by paparazzi as you enjoy the Wellgate Sports Club evening gala in support of One Safe Place. Sample exquisite cuisine from several local area restaurants, as well as the finest North State beer and wine featuring Mosley Cellars. Enjoy live music by the pool featuring Bob and Andy Off the Charts, the Lindsay Thomas Band, or inside entertainment with DJ Bobette. The evening festivities include artists, door prizes, and a silent auction with all proceeds benefiting One Safe Place. Call 768-1205 and reserve your complimentary tickets today. And join us Saturday, September 26th at Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 24th of September. It's 25 minutes till 8 o'clock here in the morning if you're kind of wandering around your house with a cup of coffee, trying to get up, or you've gotten out of the shower and you're going, oh, gosh, you know, what time do I have to be there at work? You have to be at work here at 6 a.m. in the morning.
And listen, that's just really ugly. That's the only thing I hate about Thursdays.
65 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. Another beautiful day out there.
It is marvelous. Once you get up and you get going,
it's getting cooler this week, too.
Better to do that about 8, get a cup of coffee.
Walk outside, slap the hummingbirds away from the feeders, take a little suck out of the hummingbird feeder, get yourself going in the morning. Hey, this portion
Everyone
of the show
has their own ritual.
Yeah, well, you know what? The hummingbirds may not like it, but it kind of gets me going. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Reading Civic Auditorium. It's been an important part of our community for over 45 years. And Reading Civic invites you to become a Civic member. Several different levels of membership there, but you get a chance to get tickets early. They've got all types of great shows this year. I mean, they're really reaching out there, including a Christmas show this year. Find out more at readingcivic.com or at the Civic Box Office. Hey, Trish.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here.
Great morning.
One safe place.
Aye.
Christy Hansen.
Good morning, Carl. Morning, Trish.
Good morning, Christy.
Okay, you need to pull that one in a little bit closer to you.
There. Nice to be back right in the studio.
Move that little bit. You got to move that thing down just right there. Yeah. That's
Talk right cool. into that.
And then, of course, Rich Novelli of the Wellgate Sports Club.
Good
and
morning.
Talking about the new re-grand opening here in the partnership. That's going on between One Safe Place and Wellgate Sports Club.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So tell us about this. Christy?
Well, I'll take it from the top. Yeah. About 6 weeks ago, one of the great ambassadors of One Safe Place, who is Mr. Wade Riggs, gave me a call, and he said, Christy, we've got the Wellgate or the sports club, and they're having a grand opening, and I'd like for you to meet Rich Novelli, the manager. Said he'd like to come down and take a tour. They're going to have this big party, and they're going to have a silent auction and a bunch of stuff, and they're looking for a charity to donate the proceeds to. So, well, of course, I couldn't make that tour quick enough. So that was a Friday, and on Monday, Gene King and I took Wade and Rich through the new Sierra Center.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to let Rich talk a little bit about his experience and how that affected him and how this partnership was kind of born.
Well, I mean, certainly part of our four pillars of our business operation is community. And when we started this operation about 5 months ago, we actively began looking for a partner that we could work with. And One Safe Place is so aligned with us in many ways that, you know, they change lives. Everybody knows that. And we'd like to aspire to change lives as well in our own way. So when we got a chance to sit down with One Safe Place, it was really clear from the beginning that where their heart was, what their mission was. And we were very fortunate enough to get a tour of the brand new facility. I've got to tell you, it took my breath away. Clearly the amount of care and sensitivity to, you know, their clients, their needs. It was designed with the client in mind, and that it was just gorgeous. So we were very anxious to sit down with them and begin to strategize ways that we could work with them.
For those of that are not familiar with Wellgate, in a 30-second kind of thing, tell them who Wellgate is.
Wellgate is Reading's first upscale premium health club. We're not a gym. We really are more of a lifestyle center. Our business is centered around four pillars, fitness, nutrition, mindset, and community. And our business model is really designed around a more of a mature, professional target demographic, 16 years or older to join. But we really build it on relationships. We believe that a big part of a comprehensive approach to health and wellness is beyond lifting weights. It's more about social interaction, engaging the mind, constantly learning, lifestyle changes that go beyond those things. And that's at the heart of what we try to do.
Okay, very good. Because I think, you know, we take for granted sometimes that everybody knows who we are and what we're doing. And I know that, the business I'm associated with down in South County, the Frontier Senior Center, twice yesterday I had people in there who live in the town who said, I didn't have any idea this was here. And that always just amazes me because we think everybody knows what we're doing.
Right, right.
It constantly amazes me they don't know about KCNR. There's one, maybe two people, and they just moved here, though.
Yeah.
And they have a meth problem.
And so,
oh, no.
one safe place that had their grand opening for people to look. It is over the top. You're absolutely right. They have
but
gone,
over the top in a good sense. We're not talking about opulence here.
No.
See, some people will take it. Some people will take it like that. Oh, you mean it's the
Taj Mahal? Not at all.
No.
The thought. That has gone into the needs,
but that thing people need to understand
that serve these people.
You don't have $12,000 couches or any of those kind of things. This is just it's been laid out to help people.
Taking care of their needs and the needs that people have when they're recovering or in trauma need that private space for the first time. They can be with their children with a private bath, be able to get calm. And get their problems. It's so incredible, the ability and the way they've got it all set up for the together time and the kitchen and center room and then their private spaces.
Well, well said, Trish. Obviously, we have another ambassador for One Safe Place here this morning. We did have our grand opening for donors on Monday evening. About 250 to 300 donors came through, and the reaction we got was phenomenal. I mean, you know, this has been a long project, and we've given tours, but now that we've staged it, there's a lot of the furniture is in the kids' playroom and the bedroom, and we're getting ready for the move-in, which will happen October 1 and 2, next weekend.
Wow.
This weekend, we've got the Wellgate grand opening, then the One Safe Place Sierra Center move-in following weekend. And then we'll have an opening, a grand opening for the public, which will happen on November 4th. And that'll be well publicized. Public will be able to come out, take tours, and see what we're doing in Shasta County to make a difference for survivors of family violence.
Wow. Yesterday on our show, I don't know if you heard it, but yesterday on our show we had the Shasta County District Attorneys and the Chief Deputy District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget, and the Deputy District Attorney, let me have that piece of paper I gave you. Never mind, I've got it right here. Sorry. Amber Zumalt. Amber Zumalt is in charge of felony domestic violence. And it was just a great, great show to have them both in here talking about what's going on. Kind of ties into One Safe Place, and we talked about you all a lot. About domestic violence and how it covers, you know, how a lot of people think it's in the trailer parks, but no, it goes across all stratas of economics and education and all of this. And it's male or female, which is the other thing we had to remind ourselves to say. This is not just a female problem that some guys, you know, hitting her or threatening her. This also goes the other way, where men are also being abused by domestic partners. Talking about choking, that once you're choked, once the guy, and this, we're using that as a case, once you're choked, you have an 800% chance of being killed. It goes up 800% once you've been choked the first time. I'd never heard that statistic before.
And, you know, I think the thing I always want to get people to understand is if the public out there does not understand that this isn't just a low-income trailer park kind of thing. A lot of this is going on in the homes of our upper executives, doctors, lawyers, the money people in our community, and there's a lot of this that goes on in those households.
Yeah, we like to think of it as a community problem. It's not One Safe Place problem to solve.
No.
It's a community
it
problem.
Absolutely
family
is.
Violence.
It goes across the spectrum.
Absolutely.
Okay, now what's exactly going to happen down here on Saturday?
So Saturday we're going to have a two-part event from 12 until 2. We're going to have an open house, and a lot of our instructors are going to be demonstrating the various programs that we offer at the club, answer questions, give tours. We have some live music going on. Then the gala event is at 5 o'clock from 5 to 8. Red carpet event, paparazzi. We're going to have live music. We're going to have a DJ. We're really proud to be able to offer a silent auction in benefiting One Safe Place. A lot of the One Safe Place folks will be there. Volunteers will be there to answer questions. We're going to be giving away prizes about every 10 minutes. We have 10 local Reading restaurants. We have 4 wineries and breweries coming in, again, all local. A lot of people have stepped up to be a part of this, and again, it's part of our community pledge to introduce and sponsor local employers as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Members, guests, the public is all invited. If you're interested in coming out, you can just call us at the club at 768-1205 to pick up your tickets. Or you can just show up. And it is a dress to impress, which means in Reading probably shoes and long pants. But, you know, it is something that...
Anything from jeans to tuxedos.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. Come and enjoy. Yes, Carl's showing me that. But I don't. I'm sorry. We do not allow any hummingbird haters at the event.
I didn't say I hated them. I just said I swatted them away from the, you know, from to get that juice shot in the
just
morning.
Sharing their
you know.
Some people could take that a different way.
You know what? It's tough love. I like to think of it as tough love. You know, then they can come back in, and I let those guys back in. The ones that run away, you know, Darwin's theory.
I have a great hummingbird story.
Probably one of these that are on during the break. Okay. All this is happening Saturday night. It's going to be at Wellness. It's going to be all during the day.
All during the day, from 12 to 2 and from 5 to 8.
At the Wellgate Sports Club, which is located at 1740 Eureka Way. Where is that exactly?
It's right on the corner of Court and Eureka, right next door to the YMCA.
There you go. Plenty of parking?
Plenty of parking. There. We've got overflow parking. We're going to have plenty of folks there to help you out, answer your questions, come and see the facility.
And what a great... I just can't... compliment you enough to you reached out in the community looking for that perfect partner, and that's got to be it.
Well, we're truly excited about this. I mean, the launch of our club is one thing, and the event is one thing, but we're really excited about the long term partnership here. We've already begun discussing ways that we can provide our resources, our people, programs to One Safe Place. You know, again, clearly they're changing lives in positive ways, and we believe that, you know, engaging in a healthy lifestyle goes a long way into that healing process.
Absolutely.
And so our instructors, our people, are very passionate about wanting to give to One Safe Place in that way.
And it can be a great relationship because certainly, as you indicate, the people going through that recovery process, their life is in shambles. They need to be able to bring it all together. And
absolutely.
That
yeah, well said.
Christy, you've been through it all.
Well, yeah.
And every day is something else.
Every day is something else. Well, if you think about what, for example, a yoga class can do for someone suffering trauma, something relaxing, to someone to come down and present a healthy nutrition class. I mean, all of this is so wonderful. We're trying to bring people up to give them a sense of normalcy and to let them know that they're special. And what a partnership this is. If you think about One Safe Place and the idea of co-located service providers, we have everything they might need, from, you know, advocacy to accompaniment to court to restraining orders to, you know, elder abuse and victim witness, but we don't have that wellness component. So here it is, and you think about the proximity, just a couple blocks down, so it's not going to be a hardship for Rich's staff to come down to the brand new Sierra Center and do some kind of a presentation in our community room. So we are just really honored for this generosity, and we see great things for our clients.
Super. All right, we'll close on that. That's this Saturday?
This Saturday.
Right down there on Eureka, on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. You can see it because there'll be lots and lots of people out there.
Yep.
The re-grand opening and the partnership between the Wellgate Sports Club and One Safe Place. What a good mixture we have here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Do you remember the Listerine commercial? This was a one-hit wonder back in the 80s from Baltimore.
Was that right?
Called Tarzan Boy, but Listerine used it on the commercial where you had the bottle swinging through the jungle, and it kind of revitalized the song.
Okay.
Catchy little thing,
back,
isn't it?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's like about 8 minutes till 8 o'clock here. 65 degrees. Thank you, Chester Gas Propane, for bringing us the weather report. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, one of your favorite places.
Absolutely. Can't have too many guns or diamonds.
2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, right across the road from Sierra Gibbs, if you're asking exactly where it is. He's got it all. He's got estate jewelry. He has turquoise. He has it all. And if you don't see it, you might ask him because he might have it, you know, someplace else.
Whatever you have in mind. You walk in, say, I'm thinking emeralds.
Right.
He's going to show you several.
He'll find them.
Yeah.
And honesty, integrity, professionalism, and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Well, you know what? People were getting into it in the chat room about the clerk should be fired. Or not fired, but should step down. And Dan had this question. So she has to obey the laws there. Well, what if it was Sharia law? Well, but it's not Sharia law. And it's the laws under the, you know, that the Supreme Court set. Now, there's certain, I guess there are laws that you say, hey, I'm not going to obey those. And I'm just not going to obey them. And I think we're getting closer and closer and closer to that in our society.
I think that the point that's being made here is that we have had, and I think the guest we had a while back that we're talking about convention, the Constitutional Convention.
Right.
And he pointed out that we all keep saying we want to live under our Constitution. You know, it's very clear, it's very small, it's very compact. And he pointed out that we're no longer living under that Constitution. We're living under a Constitution that has been under judicial review for the last 160 years.
It's a living document.
Well, it has changed so dramatically because we no longer have a court that interprets the law. But in my mind, I believe that they, in fact, are legislating from the court and, in fact, changing the very meaning of our Constitution. Having said that, I think we're going to get to the point where we're going to have an awful lot of people who feel strongly about the Constitution, about their religion, about what
about
the United
rights.
States
about
is,
their
about
rights.
Their rights, yeah. that are going to start standing up and saying no. I'm not going
what
to do this.
What happens when the day comes when they say, okay, we're going to take away your water. We're going to take away your water that you that your family has owned, and you've had these water rights since the 1870s. And we're going to take those water rights away from you. And you've just got to, you've got to sign them over. And by the way, now you have to change your life because you've been raising cattle and you've been growing alfalfa. Well, I'm sorry, from now on you have to raise pigs and not grow alfalfa. You've got to grow soybeans.
But, Carl, you're not saying things they're going to do. You're saying things they're already doing.
They haven't taken away the water rights of – that's why I said specifically in the 1800s. You know, they've got the other ones from 1903 and that, and they've started that. That's true. And I guess you could draw your line there. But it's going – what happens when – oh, maybe – okay, say that's the line then. We're going to take away – you know, you've got to start – only using so much water, you know, blah, 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 blah. What happens at that point? When do you when you disobey the government, you've got to be able then to take the, to be able to take what happens. Like the woman in,
how about the law?
Like the woman in the, in Kentucky. I will not issue drivers, I will not issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Fine. Then you're going to go to jail. Okay. Now. So she went to jail. And then they let her out and all this. But the question is what point do you say, okay, well, then this is enough?
Well, and I think little by little you're seeing that a lot of people are going to do that. Speaking of taking away water rights, look at that water thing we had right here in Shasta County, Craigview. They passed that ordinance.
That's right.
Can't water outside, can't flush your toilet without a low-flush toilet, yada, yada. They just reversed that. The Board of Supervisors just turned that ordinance around. Took it off the books. They came in. They had cut their water more than they thought they had, and they took that ordinance off
so
the books.
So the Shasta Board of Supervisors, after the uproar of their Gestapo-like tactics, changed it.
There you
right?
Go.
I mean, that's
exactly
what it was.
Right. But there is government stepping in and taking away your water.
But the people stood up to it, and there were so many people angry about this thing that they said, well, you know what? We're not going to really put you in jail. How
they actually rescinded
was that?
The ordinance.
Well, I know, but see, and that's why. I mean, the ordinance was stupid. Why would they even say anything like that?
And we're going to have more and more people who are going to stand up and say no.
Okay.
Are we not living in the world that in the America that Ayn Rand envisioned?
Atlas Shrugged. If you haven't seen the movies and you haven't read the book, you're just doing yourself a disservice.
Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Hey, Carl, they already have taken away water rights, and I'll cite a case that's going on right now. First of all, I hear what you're saying, but Fish and Wildlife are the people who are taking away water rights, and it isn't the Board of Supervisors. The Board of Supervisors has no control over Fish and Wildlife. I'll give you an example.
No, we didn't say they were taking away water rights. We were just saying
they were making
ordinances about your water.
No, what they're doing is taking away water rights, and I'll explain to you very briefly how that happened. There's a form, I think it's a 1601 or a 1600. What that does is that's a new regulation by Fish and Wildlife, which says even if you have water rights, you've got to get permission from them to bring it onto your property.
That's
so
right.
You get this form, you fill it out, you pay your little fee, you get this form, and then when it comes time to do your watering your animals and watering of your crops, et cetera, then you can go ahead and do this thing. Well, what happened in Siskiyou County is the people who filed for that did not get their little forms back, so therefore they went ahead and they took the water. They had water rights too, and they waited for almost 8 months to get this information. Now Fish and Wildlife is going after them and is trying to find them and is going after these ranchers even though they have water rights. So what Tricia's saying is correct. They already are taking away our water rights. City councils, boards of supervisors don't have anything to do with it. It's Fish and Wildlife and Department of Forestry, et cetera, that can do regulations and have no consequences.
The question about the Board of Supervisors was apples and oranges we're talking here. We're talking about an ordinance.
Because they did
made.
Pass an ordinance.
Yeah, no, they didn't pass an ordinance saying you can't use water. They just passed an ordinance punishing people because they didn't want to raise their water rates. And
sure,
it was a ludicrous ordinance. Anyway, no, you're right about fish. You're right about the fishing game. Okay.
Yeah, that's the only point I'm trying to make.
Okay,
I mean, the rest of it doesn't.
You've made your point, and we have to run because We got like 15 seconds.
All right, buddy.
Thanks a lot,
Gary.
All right,
thanks, Gary.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to have like open line when we come back anyway.
Oh, perfect.
A bunch of different things that we have written down here. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the 24th of September, a Thursday, 65 degrees out there going up to 95. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. Pope Francis opens his historic speech to Congress by describing himself as a son of this great continent, joined in a common purpose with America. During his address, the Argentine-born pontiff said lawmakers' efforts must include restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and promoting the well-being of individual Americans.
We must move forward together as one in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good.
The Pope's speech to Congress is the first by any pontiff. The head of Iran's Hajj organization is blaming Saudi mismanagement for a crush of pilgrims outside Mecca today that killed hundreds of people, including Iranian pilgrims.
The latest information from Saudi authorities is that more than 700 people have been killed in the stampede, which took place in the outskirts of Mecca. Additionally, several hundred more people have been wounded in the stampede.
Reporter Adam Schreck reports that the tragedy is the deadliest to strike worshippers in more than two decades. Hungary has announced that a record 10,000 migrants arrived on Wednesday, prompting renewed concern about how the country will respond.
Some people are nervous that the Hungarians are going to close off entry to migrants altogether in the coming days. At the moment, there is this corridor up through Croatia, through Hungary, into Austria, and then on into Germany. And yet another bus has arrived here, packed with more migrants. They're waiting to be disembarked from that bus, and they'll walk through this border as well. There are something like eight buses here while we've been here in the last hour or so.
BBC correspondent Ben Brown. Police in South Texas say an SUV crammed with at least 15 people has rolled over and killed six.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Orders for long-lasting U.S. manufactured goods dropped in August with weakness in a key category that tracks business investment plans.
According to the Commerce Department, there was a 2% drop in orders for durable goods. That's down from a 1.9% increase in July. A key category that serves as a proxy for business investment inched down 0.2% last month after gains of 2.1% in July and 1.5% in June. A strong dollar and China's economic slowdown have dragged down demand for American exports.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Big declines in oil prices have resulted in cutbacks in investment by energy companies. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has increased slightly but remains at a level consistent with solid job growth. The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid rose by 3,000 last week. The less volatile four-week moving average declined. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. European Union leaders have agreed to give an extra 1 billion euros or $1.1 billion to United Nations Refugee Agency and World Food Programs to help them offer food and shelter to people fleeing conflicts. Donald Tusk is the EU Council President.
It's a very ambitious project, but for us today the most important thing is to cooperate with our partners, not only with Turkey, about this very problem, I mean refugees.
Tusk says that the pledge is part of a range of actions agreed to by the leaders who were meeting to discuss ways of tackling the overwhelming migration crisis. A member of Volkswagen's supervisory board says he expects more resignations in the wake of the scandal over rigged U.S. emissions tests. Yesterday, Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 8:05 in the morning here on Thursday, September the 24th. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And my goodness, the chat room has been busy today. There's been a battle going on over gay marriage rights and in the sense of issuing licenses or not issuing licenses. So hop into that if you want to get into that firefight. And good morning. I'm here with Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Good morning. It's Thursday, and it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for mostly sunny. We have a high near 94 degrees today, 62 overnight. And on Friday, we're looking for sunny and a high near 94. On Saturday, 91. And on Sunday, just up to about 88. So a little bit of a cooling trend and a little cloudy out there, but doesn't look like there's much rain involved in it. The weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. John Bastiani and his crew over there believe in customer service. They have, whether you want a pistol, a long gun, a shotgun, whatever you're looking for, they have it there. They have it at great prices, all types of different ammos. They work hard to make sure you have the hard-to-find ammo, especially for hunting season. A lot of 30-30 in there and a lot of other stuff that you can use for hunting. And all the, you know, many, many firearm accessories that you want in optics, spotting scopes, range finders, all of this. All of this at Bastiani Arms. 222-8222 is their phone number. Veterans get discount at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Hey, we've got some tickets here. This Saturday, we have the MASH Bash to raise funds. It's a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I've got two tickets right here. They're worth $35 a piece. Go on down. This includes dinner, dancing, and just a great time. They have a costume contest that is, trust me, it's worth it. If you haven't seen Hot Lips Houlihan.
There we go. It's a great event.
It's a great event.
Silent auction, a raffle going on, a lot of auction items, helicopter rides if you get there at 4:30.
That's right, for a slight price. Anyway, this is, like I said, two tickets to the MASH Bash. They're worth $35 a piece, and you're going to have just a great time, music, and the whole thing. Out there, you're in a hangar. So that's cool. We like that.
It's like what you remember from the great series MASH.
There you go. Yeah, and that's the way the whole thing is. It is. Okay. Now, let me tell you something else that's going on, veterans. The California Waterfowl is program and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are having a California Waterfowl Veteran Hunt Program. This has been sponsored by our friends at Five Star Bank, the Shasta Land Services, and Curbs Outlet. Let me talk to you about this. This is going to be a Tule Lake National Wildlife Refuge. And they're going to close the place down for veterans, and it's free. It's free. Let me say this again. It's refuges granted access to the hunt area, which closes at 1 p.m. every day. The lucky hunters will have the refuge all to themselves on the special afternoon. The hunt is fully guided. It includes decoys, blinds, boats, lodging at Winnemah Lodge, food and drinks. Hunters will also hunt Sunday morning. How about that? October 31st and November 1st. This is for veterans. And again, for more information, visit calwaterfowl.org or contact Jeff Smith at 305-9234, 530-305-9234. You know, this has just come out, and I just wanted, it was handed to me late yesterday afternoon. Again, give them a call at 305-9234, a veterans hunt program. It's going to be ducks, waterfowl, all of this at Tule Lake. It's going to be, everything's free for the veterans.
Wonderful. And Jan has got those tickets that we were just advertising for the MASH Bash, so Jan, come by and pick those tickets up.
Okay. Also, Strike Out Domestic Violence Bowl-a-thon. We just had them on yesterday. I tell you, I learned so much from the two ladies that were here yesterday, the chief deputy district attorney and the deputy district attorney. And, you know, first of all, I learned that if you get in trouble in Shasta County and these two women have got your case, you know, against you,
just roll over. You're going to jail.
You're just going to go. Well, the only thing you hope for is just jail. But the other thing, too, is I said, do you ever take a case where, you're not sure? She goes, absolutely not. I am absolutely positive. Every time I go into a case, this person is guilty.
If they put the case together and prove it, then there you go. There you go.
Anyway, you can sign up with this. And what it is, it's $24 for the team registration fee. Okay, this is a team registration fee, and that includes 2 hours of bowling and shoe rental. That's only $24 for the team. But we want the team to raise money. Give them a call at 225-5220 to get your team signed up. We're signing up at least one team, and we've got, and I'll probably give more and get somebody else to sign up too. All the money goes to one safe place. Again, all this will be donated to one safe place.
You know, and bowling is something that we don't think about doing so much anymore, or the people that I run around with do. But bowling is a really good activity. That'd be fun to do. And you get everybody get your business and get a team going.
Yeah, and I got shattered on a motorcycle accident one time. And it took me a long time before I could come back and bowl because just the way because my ankle was shattered.
The way
you turn your ankle. I went like a year later and I'm like, whoa, that thing still hurts.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, let's get on with it.
Okay. Subjects of the morning. My goodness, they're just rampant there. Can we not talk about what they're talking about in the chat room?
No, okay, now they're talking about Fish and Wildlife going after it. The bowling event, by the way, somebody just asked, is going to be on October 23rd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Shasta Lanes on Black Marble Way. So that's where it's coming from.
Perfect.
Cheers to...
Can I shout out to a pair of the greatest ladies in this town?
Oh, yes!
Absolutely. Millie and Kathy, 29 years of serving up great food and saluting veterans.
Classic Kathy.
You know what? You know, those ladies are so cool.
They are.
Okay, when are we going to have our next German night, food night?
That is, in fact, tomorrow, 5 to 9 p.m.
There you go.
Perfect German food.
You like German food, or if you have never had it before, you go down to Classy Cafe tomorrow. It starts, I think, what time? 5?
Yeah.
5 o'clock, and they've got a varied menu. It's not like you get like two choices. It's like 6 or 7 choices.
Sauerbraten.
Everything. Well, I'm not even sure what that is, but I've heard about it. Okay.
And they do a great job on
it. Guess what? Then tomorrow night, the bots are heading for the Classy Cafe for a German food. And Linda will say, oh, my gosh. And because I get in there and don't give me those potatoes, but give me the Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, the potato pancakes were awesome.
Oh, gosh, don't even go there. Yeah. Okay, anyway, it's on Athens Avenue, the Classy Cafe. You got to go there. Okay, let's take a quick break and we come back. I want to talk about several things here. Good news, KMS, the big building, bought. By a local tech firm, Optest. This is big. It's big news.
Good.
Big news. Good. And then let's talk about Hillary. Is Hillary becoming passé now? She opposes the Keystone Pipeline. Let's talk about that one, of course. And then the Pope and what he said about illegals. You know, the Pope is, you know, this man swings a big stick. I didn't realize that, there's a lot of people listen to the Pope. You know, he's ahead of, was it 1.2 billion Catholics and throughout the world, even though it's said in the paper.
And when he speaks on doctrine, Catholics follow very closely. When he speaks on politics, kind of like anybody else's opinion.
Yeah, you know, doctrine is talk doctrine. You start talking politics, that's your opinion, buddy.
That's
that
right.
kind of thing.
That's
anyway,
right.
Okay, hey, it's 8:14 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, of course, with great coffee. You can buy coffees there. They have any type of coffee maker you want. And, of course, the brew. Different types of beer and wines. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with every type of tobacco, tobacco accessory, e-cigs at all, and a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's and a veteran-owned business that does a lot for our community, Tobacco and Brew. We really like those. Joe and Shelley, great, great, great people. 8:15 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
For 45 years, the Redding Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReddingCivic.com or the box office to become a Redding Civic member.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Many days fell away with nothing to show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday today. It's 8:18 in the morning. 66 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567. I know what sometimes I just wish I just wish people could sit here during the breaks and just listen to what's going on. Every day, Bad Bob has to sign a piece of paper that says he will not reveal anything he's heard, seen, or smelled in here.
Yeah, right? Yet another NDA, yes.
That's right, another non-disclosure form that he signs. He must have signed 5,000 of them at this point. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Veteran-owned business. Martin and his people have been providing just outstanding work for over 20 years up here in Northern California. And they work all over Northern California. Warranties, guarantees. You got an emergency, they're there. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I have never had a problem with Alliance Heating and Air taking care of our stuff. They've caught anything in between. If there was a problem, they put in a water system for us. They've done it all. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Another veteran-owned business here in town of Alliance Heating and Air. Okay.
Okay. Where are we going from here?
Okay. I want to talk about KMS.
But I want to give one little tiny shout-out to my grandson, my youngest grandson. He decided he was going to run for elective office, vice president of his eighth grade class.
And
he won. His speech was incredible. My son videoed it and sent it to me. I mean, I told him, first elective office, I've got to start grooming you now. So shout-out to Gavin. Good job.
Okay, did you promise ice cream and cake to everybody every day?
He said he was trustworthy and honest and said all the right words. I think his father probably wrote his speech.
See? Okay, now we've got a problem. Now we've got a problem. He's being controlled by others.
By the way,
also bankroll him, too. Right?
They're going to have to.
Get his haircut, told him to get your haircut.
There you go.
You know what? Already he's being groomed to be taken over by the money guys.
No. It's just play the game. Play the game. There you go.
Did you play the game?
No.
I always said
that when they gave me a donation, I made it perfectly clear to them that you're buying access and you're buying the fact that I will listen to you like I will listen to everybody else, but you don't buy the result.
Okay, so that's like what Trump said. Everybody got excited about Trump saying, hey, I gave money to everybody, including Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and they got excited. And he said, well, look, he says, why did I do it? Because when I called her, she answers the phone, and she came to my wedding. He said, that is what you're buying, access. You're not buying a vote. You're buying access to them. So you can give them your side of the story, or at least, hey, can you weigh in on something like this? They don't have to.
But the reality is that they cannot, there aren't that many Trumps out there in the world that can finance these very expensive campaigns. And let's face it, it takes a lot of money to run for office. There are a lot of people out there who would make marvelous representatives and presidents of the United States who do not have the money to run for office. And we're seeing that now as a couple of really, in my mind, good candidates have fallen by the wayside because there's just not enough money to go around for all these people that are running.
Well, Walker, from what I understand from things I've read, is that he couldn't make that gap between what he's doing in state politics, which was really good, and to what he could do for the national.
Not enough money to get his message out.
He was not clear in that. And he wasn't as strong, just like Perry.
Rick Perry.
And here's Perry. Here's a guy that's done it all. And, he made some gaffes in the last election. That was 4 years ago. I mean, they all make gaffes. But he still couldn't get his message out.
Because too many people wanting the money.
Yeah, but the other thing, too, is that the leaders in the GOP race right now are all non-politicians. They're all from outside the political belt. Now the Democrats,
because we're tired of the politics.
And the Democrats, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I'm still not sure why she's still head of the Democratic National Party or committee, because after what she's done, she's lost the Congress, she's lost the Senate, and she's going to lose the presidency.
They're still in control. What difference does it make?
And so they were talking about her own crowd booed her over the lack of debates that Clinton has because it obviously helps Clinton. And now you've got Biden, 25% of the Democrats want Biden to run, including some big money people. And Hillary just keeps stepping on it. Her latest one is she says, I'm against the Keystone Pipeline. I'm against jobs. But she's going for that left-wing base.
And here's the problem, Carl. You say all of that, and we could say all of the above and the same things about Obama. He won two elections in a row, and we're out there fighting around. I will say one thing about the Republican arguments this time. They're not really slicing and dicing each other up to the point that the Democrats are going to have a lot to use against them when our representative does rise to the top. Having said that, they're still... Look at the, you know, you got 50%, more than 50% of the people who are still favoring what Obama's doing. What's up with that? I mean, to me, it's a clear cut, you know. So you say that a Democrat who doesn't support the Keystone or pipeline or any of those things that Obama has been famous for not supporting, there's every chance in the world if something doesn't dramatically change in the conservative wing and we don't get a good candidate with the Republican Party that the conservative part of the Republican Party will support. Got a good chance of getting a Democrat elected again.
And there's the stupidity that we show, or as Republicans show, because I don't call myself a Republican either. Then they've got a choice of supporting somebody that's Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or
moderate get along with the other side.
No, Mario,
hold your nose and vote for a candidate. We're tired of doing that.
The senator out of Florida, Mario.
Jeb Bush?
No, Mario.
Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio. So you've got that. Or you've got a Carly Fiorina who they're already going after because she was a...
There's some stuff out there that she needs to clarify.
She has to clarify on her when she was at Hewlett-Packard.
And some things and comments and speeches she's made about Muslims.
Like what?
Well, there's a great speech that she gave about the one of the greatest societies in the world and the Muslim society and how they did such a great job of putting their... I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff out there that she needs to answer to. She needs to explain.
Let's talk about the Muslim society. At a certain point in civilization, the Muslims, their achievements in mathematics and engineering and all these things, and they were leading the world.
There you
And I listened to a speech done by the Indonesian leader, who was, and of course, it's the largest Muslim nation in the world, in Indonesia. And he said he's not an American lover by any means. And what he said was, we as Muslims made that decision thousand years ago or hundreds and hundreds of years ago to go the religious side of our faith as opposed to the scholastic side of our faith. And he said, and it's hurt us because at one point the Islamic civilization did so many things, but they stopped at some point and went to the religious side. Now, I'm just quoting what
he got
said.
Busy killing each other.
Well, it wasn't just that. But it changed. What they were doing changed, and it changed dramatically. And frankly, it was a great tutorial from somebody that knows this. And he said, we have to get back into the, you know, also we have to open up and be much broader in what we accept. Now, this was years ago I heard this, when I was fighting in a Middle Eastern country that showed me.
And I think that's exactly what Carly Fiorina was explaining in this very lengthy speech and document that she wrote. Having said that, she needs to explain how she feels about it now, and then she comes right back out, as Carl Trump did after the thing with Ben Carson when he said he didn't think that he could support a Muslim to run for president of the United States. And then both Trump and Carly Fiorina came back and said, oh, yeah, if they had been vetted, they'd have no problem
if they would support the Constitution of the United States. That was the bottom line.
And then there's the rub. They have to take an oath that says they do not support Sharia law, or the oath they're taking to support our Constitution is no good, because you can't do both.
That's right. So if you take an oath supporting the Constitution of the United States, then you've taken that oath, right?
Well, you have, but then you have to support it and our Constitution.
No.
You said you would.
You support the Constitution. That's what you support. That's the oath.
Well,
you take.
We have a president right now that took that oath. And has walked over our Constitution.
But then you could say the same thing about Clinton. You could say the same thing about Carter. You could say this. No, they've taken the oath to uphold the Constitution. Look what Carter did. He didn't uphold the Constitution. What about Lyndon Johnson, where he said things, you know, he starts the Medicare program and all these programs. Where does it say that in the Constitution?
No, I think you're mixing apples and oranges here, Carl, because he has defied the Constitution. He has stated the Constitution is in his way and he works around it.
He did.
He said the Constitution is something that I'm going to have to, or I don't know the words exactly, but he said the Constitution was very troublesome to him. It was a document he felt that needed. It had outlived
There's
his
many
usefulness.
That feel like that.
It had outlived his usefulness.
There's, well, I don't know if he said that because I don't know.
Pretty much.
But the people that call it a living. I tell you what. There are people that sit right here in this studio.
And there's a way to do that. It's called
said,
a constitutional
who have said
convention.
That the Constitution is a living document. And he's holding elective office right now. I've got to go back and check, make sure he said that exactly. I'm not going to use his name. But he's in elective office right now. And guess what? He has upheld the Constitution.
Because
he's in that type of job that you have to.
But if you uphold the Constitution and you live within what it states, you don't go out and do things like run guns and all of the
sell,
other things
like
that
sell,
Obama
sell arms to the Iraqi or to the Iranians like Reagan did with Oliver North.
Well, was that absolutely
to get money for the Sandinistas?
Well, okay, was he accused of that, and was that?
Yeah, they were accused of that, and North was found guilty. We'll be right back after these.
Yeah, well, okay.
Carl Botten, Trish Clark. Join in, everybody, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everyone wants to be a hero. It's part of our DNA. Join One Safe Place as we honor local heroes, survivors, coaches, law enforcement, tribal leaders, military, and parents. Be a Hero to Your Children is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. With special keynote speaker, consultant to the NBA, MLB, NFL, educator and activist, TED Talks Tony Porter. Be a Hero to Your Children benefit dinner is on Thursday, October 22nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. To purchase your hosted table now, before they're all gone, call One Safe Place at 244-0118, extension 206. Sponsored in part by Region 3 Safe Program and Shasta Regional Medical Center. And remember, not all heroes wear capes.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM,
the most local programming in Northern California.
The Hunter Band is proud to present some Jersey boys who really made good. Eddie and the Bruisers featuring Salamando.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 24th of September. It's 27 minutes until 9 o'clock, 66 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm going to stop advertising. I told them yesterday, I'm going to stop saying this because I was in there like twice yesterday. The place was full. You know, they were gone. Okay, they had their vacation for a week. But, I mean, I went in there. The place was full. And you have to put your name down on a list. Now there's got so many people because then people forget, you know, and they get in fistfights.
Well, if they've been on vacation, people have to.
Oh, yeah. But see, this is how much people like the barbershop. Instead of going someplace else just for one time, they all waited. So I went in there at 3, came back at 4. I mean, the line is still out the door practically. So today should be better. I'm going to run down there and get an early haircut. Because you need one from Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. It is a great place. And then walk down the street to Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Remember, they're having their big German dinner tomorrow night. Hey, understand, it's kind of crowded, so get in there early. Get in early, get your food, eat, get out.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. And for, let me see, what's up? No. We don't chuckle during the break after Trish and I argue about things. She thumbed me in the eye, and she kneed me. So it's
not true.
No, it's not true. Okay. Hey, good news. KMS, our big, you know, the big facility out there, who, by the way, already has Mosley Family Sellers in there, was bought by this tech firm called Optest, who is, you know, it's been around town here for 10 or 12 years.
Okay.
They're getting bigger and bigger. They test LED lights and other things, and they just bought it. They have 15 employees, but they are expanding. Is that cool?
That's great news. That's, you know, those are the kind of things, create a few jobs here and there, open up a new market for other things that can tie into that, another little business that can feed off of that. Marvelous news.
The other, yeah, it is, and because there's other things. Because Mosley Family Sellers is getting ready to open. I mean, well, they've opened up, but I mean, they're getting ready to, you know, really have some things happening out there. They've got, you know, there's wine. Wine is coming to our area because then you also have that village, the wine village that Marcus and his wife are putting together. You know, I mean, this is a kind of thing that is going to be great.
And
for our community, it's green. We're talking wines. You know, you got some wineys that will say, well, I don't know if the grapes are good enough and all this, but guess what? Viticultural centers, areas, people come in to visit, they come in to stay, they have the wines, they take the tours.
And we've got some excellent wines up here. And the important thing to remember from a good capitalist point of view is that we've got a lot of issues in our community, and the way we solve them is to make the pie bigger. You can't continue to argue about how we're going to spend the little bit of revenue we have. We're revenue scarce in this area for all of our problems. And the way we get more revenue is to have more jobs and more businesses. And then the pie gets bigger and we can solve some
of
our problems.
The rising tide floats all boats.
Well, there you go. You create jobs. You create new opportunities. You put more people to work. You have more income. Government then has more revenue to solve some of the issues we're looking at.
And here's – okay. But the government has to be – the government has to have that mindset that they're out there to solve problems, not to hold the status quo.
Well, then you need to start doing business down in the city of Anderson because that's where it's happening.
The and here I'm going to throw this out. The other day we had the gentleman, Mr. Leon Evans, or the guy that was talking about what they did in San Antonio, and I completely screwed his name up here.
Okay, and then he's talking about the.
Yeah, he's talking about the Reformation Center.
Yes.
And Leon Evans is his name. He's the CEO and president of Healthcare Services in San Antonio. And he started the Reformation Center. This Reformation Center has cut, and their program has cut homelessness by 85% in San Antonio. And plus that they've taken people, and they've got a success rate of like 65 to 70% of people they get into the program, get off the alcohol, get off the drugs, and become parts of society. Become, you know, become a giving part of society, not a taking part of society. Well, he comes up, and the first thing when they talk about this is everybody asks the same question. And in fact, somebody said here when I said it too, and they said, oh gosh, where's the money going to come from? Well, guess what? That is a child's answer to a problem that we've got. Our living, our the way we live here in town, Reading is not a bad city, but we have things around here that impact on us in our activity in our lives here. And here's a guy that comes in from San Antonio. That this is working in different parts of the United States, and the first thing anybody says, "Well, who's going to pay for this?" Well, I look at this, at what they've done, and I look at One Safe Place. Did anybody give One Safe Place a bunch of money at the beginning to set up or anything like this? When they combined the Women's Refuge with the Family Justice Center? No, they did it because they were leaders. They did it. And now look where we're at. A nice new home for people of domestic violence and all that. People should be saying and say, where's the money coming from? Is how can we implement this?
That's exactly right. And stop looking to government to solve all of your issues.
Because our government in this county and city won't solve your problems.
No, never. Government was not created to be all things to all people, nor should it be. And we need to back down and start looking at how can I make a difference individually, starting right down at the base to make a difference in my community. And we do it one family at a time, one job at a time, one church at a time. Get back into the mode
battle.
Of making a difference.
Now, here's the other thing, too, is that, oh, gosh, they got an $85 million grant. Okay, so what? So you don't start with 100 people in a huge building. You start maybe with 10 or 12 people. Use the assets we have in this county.
That's exactly right.
In the churches, in this, to get it started. And then, because what they have also is a place where they can stay. So they kind of put them in like group counseling all the time. So they're not, they're safe.
Instead of coming up with another Band-Aid, a homeless shelter to enable their ability to continue to be homeless, we need to get out of that mindset and start talking about turning them around.
Okay, so now you've got, Kristen Schrader. And, Kristen, you put together, people volunteered this money for your homeless study. Well, we can use that money and say, okay, you know what? This type of thing is to get the homeless off the street, or the people that have got addiction or mental illness. This whole lot of this is just mental illness that we have. Our cops are having to address. They're in the jails. They're in the emergency rooms. It is costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we need to try something new. So who's going to take the lead in this?
Well, it has to be the people we've elected to do that.
Well, but see, I don't agree with that, and I'll tell you why. Because they're not – first of all, I don't know if they're capable of it, frankly.
Well, maybe we've elected the wrong people.
Maybe we have. But I don't think that – I don't see the vision and leadership. And because it always comes back to one thing. We don't have the money, yet we turn around and give a raise to all the mid-management because we want to keep our good people. Name me one of our mid-management officers or people that have left this city in the last 4 or 5 years that haven't retired, like DuVernay, retired at age 52. Give me a break. Let's go to the phones.
Hello, Maureen.
Maureen, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hey, when I was taught, no disrespect to you guys, but when I was taught economics, it wasn't that you made the pie bigger, it's that you made more pies.
Okay.
There are many pies out there to be made. She mentioned the city of Anderson. Hey, there's a pie out in Anderson. Let's go make it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
No, I'm okay with that.
The problem is we're eating other people's pies and we're not paying for the pies that we're eating and we're giving away pies that don't belong to us. If you want to, sorry about the analogy, but
I'm hungry.
Good point, Maury.
No, I like that.
That's all I got.
Okay.
I like that. We're making pies with other people's money and we're giving them away to other people. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. Good point.
Is that a peach pie?
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Maureen.
I'm glad Maureen called in here. Yeah. Let's go to Billy Bob. Billy Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Carl, Trish. Always great talking with you guys. Hey, good show. I wanted to comment on the fact that the restoration that they're doing in San Antonio is interesting, and the fact that in the news the city of Los Angeles is appropriating $100 million just in the news in the last couple of days. They don't know where the money's going to come from. They don't know what's going on. It sounds like the city of Reading to me. But anyway, the point of it is that, again, the greater concern for our community, as you have been stating all morning and with your shows in the previous days, is the fact that it's community supported. And the government, they can't even hold town hall meetings. When was the last town hall meeting of any of the Board of Supervisors? They don't care. They missed an opportunity 4.5 years ago when the state was going to give them $40 million to build the Twin Tower to our jail, which would have given us another 300 of high security bed space, which we desperately need, and the community was all for it, but oh, we can't do that because it's going to cost us $6 million approximately to run the thing. Well, I mean, come on, if you're going to get the jail built for you, it would have been built by now, and all we have to do is raise $6 million, and I don't think it would even cost that much because the kitchen, at the current jail would have been used. The laundry room would have been used. It would have been a slam dunk. But our Board of Supervisors, and the point of my call is that they're dumb. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm using the Donald Trump
vernacular.
They're dumb. All right, I'll let you guys go. Thanks,
Billy Bob.
Well, we'll end on that one. I don't think they're dumb. I really don't. I don't think that they're dumb, but I think that they do short-sighted decisions. I think both the city council and the Board of Supervisors do not look into the future or have that vision to be looking out, because I haven't seen anything. Now, I've only been here for 8 years. So I could be wrong.
But let me, and just let me, and I don't mean to correct the host of the show, but there are three city councils in this county, and it isn't just about Reading and the county.
No, it's not, but that is the major, that's the major
population. They're the
population
ones stirring up the
They're
word.
The ones that, you know what, they wag the dog. I tell you, they wag the
Trish,
tail.
What has that ever slowed you down?
I mean, correct. You know what, if I can get through a day without somebody, you know, correcting me, you know, I usually starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. I get up, I go, oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Henry, we're going to get to you right after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at View 202. This Sunday, my friends, is the last Sunday for Sunday brunch. So you need to come out to View 202, get your reservations, come out on the veranda with us, and Linda's going to be singing from 11 to 1. Of course, the brunch goes from like 10:30 to 2 o'clock. But it is extremely good food, great prices, and Linda is singing along with Bruce Kalin and Bernie Baker, her crew that she's got in there, and she's recording her new CD.
And if you haven't been there, you last opportunity, you need to take advantage of this.
This
is uptown living. You need to come out. This is a great venue, great music.
Decent prices.
Prices. You're sitting right on the river. You've got mimosas.
Mimosas.
You got to do this. It's the last chance.
This is it. So give them a call at 226-8439. Just call the View 202. Say, hey, you want to make reservations for Sunday for the brunch. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is about 14 minutes until 9 o'clock. 68 degrees out there today.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now at Chassa Lake Floors and pay no interest until January 2018. Hi, this is Pete with Chassa Lake Floors. It's Mohawk's anniversary sale now through October 26th, and you can get new Karastan Smart Strand silk carpet, wear dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home at big savings and pay no interest on your purchase. Luxurious Karastan Smart Strand silk carpet and wear dated carpet fiber is tough tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand silk carpet are the finest made in America, and Chassa Lake Floors has it at unbeatable prices. This sale includes Karastan and Smart Strand silk carpet, new wood flooring, tile, laminates, and any other Mohawk product installed by you or Chassa Lake Floors experienced flooring techs. All with no interest financing until January 2018. Come see us today at Chassa Lake Floors, voted best in the North State 8 years running, 4052 Chassa Dam Boulevard and the city of Chassa Lake. Financing subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45s baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 10 minutes till 9 here on the 24th of September, a Thursday. 68 degrees going up to 94 today. It's going to be in the low to middle 90s.
Nice weather. It's good weather.
This weekend it's dropping down. I heard into the
80s. Yes.
So that's where you can come out to the view and come out there, sit there, watch the river, listen to music.
We're getting some good fall kind of weather.
Right.
Coming.
It's 9 minutes.
Nice
till,
crisp in the morning.
9 minutes till 9 o'clock here. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Morning, Henry.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. How are you this morning?
Well, thank you.
We're good.
Say you were weighing in on the city, and I've had some dealings with the city over the last 45 years and the county.
Uh-huh.
And when I first came to Reading, I opened an office here, and we were doing development work. I would go to the county planners. I'd go to the city planners, and the first thing they'd tell you is you can't do that.
Yes, you go.
I mean, that's just the cold, hard facts. They didn't want growth. They still don't want growth. And as far as the city council, and I can't speak for the county, but if the staff recommends anything, it's voted for within the city. Now, that leads me to believe that the city people either don't know what they're doing or they're too lazy to find out. I think that the staff itself should be controlled, and it's a situation, it's a sad situation, but we've got people in there that have never run a business. They can't read a financial statement, and that should be changed.
Well, we elect them, Henry. You know, that's part of the problem. If
You might. I don't.
Well, I don't vote in the city of Reading, but here's, if you're not voting, you're part of the problem. And
what I'm saying is that there are a certain group of people in town, especially the government employees, that really don't care. They just want the status quo.
I think you're absolutely right, Henry, but the point is, if this is a government of the people and by the people, but we have given up that right by not registering to vote and not voting in mass. If you had all the citizens that are eligible to vote registering in the city of Reading, and if the majority of them, in fact, as we keep hearing, want things to change, and they register to vote, and they vote, and they bring in people that will do what they want to say, you can make a difference. But you can't do that with 15% of the registered voters voting in an election.
That isn't happening.
That's exactly right.
Tomorrow, just
so who do we blame?
So tomorrow we're having on our show as guest Larry Lees, the Shasta County.
Wait,
let me finish here. Larry Lees, who's the Shasta County Executive Officer, and Kurt Starman together, the city manager. And there's a lot of questions we can ask them. They're not in charge, you know, per se, but they have a lot to do with what's going on.
Oh, you certainly bet. You bet they do. And I'll tell you, 20 years ago, I saw this coming, and I moved my total operation out of state.
Oh.
And I've done very well out of state. The fact is, if I didn't have so much junk, I'd move out of state.
Well, you go to Mexico on a regular basis.
You know, Henry, and you're an exact, that's an exact good point that you make, because we not only are dealing with what we have to deal with in Shasta County, but we're in a state that gives very little opportunity for good growth and business practices.
Well, give you a for instance. I've been dealing with a company over there called Reno Tahoe Development Corporation. They're the ones that are located out of between Sparks and Fernley. And that development is bigger than the state of New Jersey. They're the ones that just got Kessler in there. I talked to Chris here not very long ago. Now, these people are offering all kinds of incentives to do that, and they're bringing in a major out of California every 30 days. Now, if you don't believe me, call Reno Tahoe Development Company and talk to Chris or Lance over there.
You know, it may be worth having them talk to us, because just to show that, hey, this is what's happening in California.
Well,
okay. Hey, Henry, we've got to run here, because I've got one other thing I need to
okay,
bring up.
Thanks for the conversation,
but thanks a lot, Henry, because Henry's right.
You bet.
But,
bye.
Okay, let me tell you that I just started a business.
Uh-huh.
And it's a trucking business, you know,
mm-hmm.
People that know me know what's going on here. But I started a business. Working with the state of California has been easy. It really has. They have been helpful. They have gone out of their way to help me get started. I'm not saying that the regulations and everything aren't, you know, kind of onerous at times. I have worked with the federal government. They have been friendly. They have been helpful. I've even worked with the state of Oregon and their people who went out of their way to help me. And this is trucking. And this is trucking we're doing in Holland Hazmat. Hazmat not being like, industrial waste or anything, my friends. It's hot oil. So here, everybody's been helpful. I had an inspection by the California Highway Patrol. I'm new at this. You know, I've got a mentor, of course, with and I can't say enough about Muse Trucking and Frank Muse and Kathy Muse. But he came through and he not only did he inspect, he also was like a teacher and said, okay, you've got this. But, you know, in the future, we need to do this and this and this. We're going to have the Highway Patrol on here very soon, I hope, to talk about all the changes in the laws that's going to be impacting on people if you're in the business. But I can say truthfully that the state of California has been very helpful in me setting up a company where I'm hauling. The biggest problems I've had have been insurance companies who don't want, you know, they're having, you know, you're a brand new trucking company, even though you've got, truckers that have got 30 years of experience. You know, we're hiring veterans, spouses of veterans. That's what we're doing. But I understand that, you know, the climate's good, but I tell you what, the fees and all that kind of stuff, that's different. But as far as the people helping me, outside, you know, and I haven't had to go through the city or the county, but times I've had to deal with them, they've been friendly too. So
okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to get that part out, that the climate that I ran into for something as hard as this could be, because they could have just made this horrendous, but they didn't.
Okay, and I want to go back to an earlier conversation,
sure,
where you and I got into it about the difference between Reagan and when he went outside the Constitution and the present person or what have you. Here's the difference in a nutshell. Okay, they made those allegations. It was proven that Reagan was not guilty because he didn't know about it. And Ollie North was tried and sentenced.
And he was.
Okay, and there's the difference.
Right. And then pardon.
Because you got all of these things that
right.
The Obama administration
yes.
has been accused of for 6 years. They haven't been prosecuted. They haven't made a case out of it. Nobody on the side that's supposed to be doing it, i.e. the Republicans who are in control of Congress, and they're the people who can make these accusations and file the suits and try
yeah.
them. That isn't happening.
He did.
They're just doing it.
And
everybody screams and yells, and then it just goes away.
And Ollie North was tried, and because of the way that he went in front of a Senate committee or a congressional committee, wasn't given his rights, And so it was done incorrectly, but that got him off.
But they made the effort.
There was nobody has been prosecuted in the Obama administration in 7 years for any of this stuff.
That's exactly right.
So there's the problem.
There's the big difference.
And then when you look at it, if it had been you or me, they would have come after us. They'd have taken our money. They would have put us in jail. We would have had to go to trial. All of these things.
You have all of these scandals that have happened within the IRS and the Veterans Administration. They've come out, they make you accusations, and then they just go away. And we start talking about things like clerk that won't give a marriage license to a gay couple. And that's what we're talking about when we've got our whole world falling down on ourselves.
You've got a million Syrians on the move, and they're coming in, and a third of them are women and children. Oh, okay, women and children. The other two-thirds aren't.
Many
of them are military age. They're coming into these countries.
And that isn't even talking about all of them. They're already here.
And we're introducing 200,000 into our country over the next 2 years of Syrian refugees.
Look at the problems they're having in Germany and in France and all these places where Belgium. I mean, they say that the Muslims will be in control by 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have realized any idea how quickly that is? And we're heading in the same direction and not doing anything about it.
Trish, it's time to leave.
Oh, no.
It is. It's time for us to go. Trish Clark and Carl Watt. Tomorrow, of course, like I said, we have Larry Lees and Kurt Starman on, the managers of the county and the city. It's going to be interesting to talk with them about seeing things they see going on. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's urging U.S. lawmakers to protect and defend human life at every stage of its development.
This way is the best, since every life is sacred.
Pope Francis speaking to a joint session of Congress this morning, and following his address, he in the House chamber.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless America.
The Pope stepped outside, addressing a huge crowd from the speaker's balcony. Among other topics he touched on during his speech, abolition of capital punishment, the importance of welcoming immigrants, and the need to fight religious extremism without trampling fundamental freedoms. The Pope departs Washington later today for New York, and then it's on to Philadelphia on Saturday. President Obama will meet with Russian President Putin on Monday in New York, their first face-to-face encounter in almost a year. Putin will be in New York to address the UN General Assembly.